Chapter 9. Anne left Green Gables to go to the Queen's Academy. Marilla got her a pretty dress. Mrs. Allen helped me choose it. You can wear it at night, said Marilla. Matthew took Anne to the town in the buggy. Anne said, goodbye, to Matthew and Marilla. They hugged and cried. Anne lived in a boarding house. Anne wanted to be a teacher. She needed a first-class teacher's certificate. Anne and Gilbert were in the top class. It'll take a year to become a teacher in the top class, Miss Stacy told them. They had a lot of work to do. Anne was very lonely. She missed Diana. She missed Matthew. She missed Marilla. She missed Green Gables. On Monday, the school told the pupils, "We're giving an Avery scholarship to the best student. I can go to college in Redmond with an Avery scholarship. Matthew will be very proud of me. I can get a degree," Anne thought. Anne went to Green Gables every weekend. She got to see Diana. She got to see Matthew. She got to see Marilla. At Queen's Academy, Anne saw Gilbert all the time. Silly me. Why didn't I make friends with Gilbert? I need a good friend here, Anne thought. But Anne didn't want Gilbert to be her boyfriend. I don't understand half of the things Gilbert says. He talks just like Anne Shirley, said Ruby. Anne made a friend called Frank. He was a nice boy. She had some other friends too. She wasn't so lonely anymore. At Christmas, Queen's Academy sent a letter to Matthew and Marilla. It said, "Anne Shirley, Gilbert Blythe and Lewis Wilson are our best pupils. We will give one of them the Avery Scholarship." Anne worked very hard. She wanted to win the scholarship. She did her best in her exams. She tried not to worry about the scholarship. The school posted the exam results. Anne and Jane went to read their results. A group of boys stood at the school gates. They carried Gilbert Blythe on their shoulders. "Gilbert got the top marks," they shouted. Anne was disappointed. She turned away from the school. "Three cheers for Anne! She won the scholarship," someone shouted. "Anne, you did it," Jane said. The girls all came to say, "Well done." Anne went to prize giving day at Queen's Academy. All the parents came to the prize giving. Anne gave a speech. Matthew and Marilla were very proud. Gilbert Blythe stood at the back of the hall. He smiled at Anne. "He's trying to be mean," thought Anne. She was very stubborn. She didn't let Gilbert distract her. Anne went home to Green Gables. She went to see Diana. "I'm going to Redmond College in September," Anne told Diana.